the greatest churches. I believe he's from Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
In Uganda, and the fear of the Lord came upon him, and he came to the place where he wasn't even sure he was saved.
Wow.
And how he went through this period of just radical evaluation, and God dealt with him,
mm-hmm.
and he had to come to literally shaking off and removing a bunch of things out of his
mm-hmm.
life. He was leading people to the Lord.
Isn't that something?
All these things were happening.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, friends, let's cry out to God for ourselves as well as for our society. We've got to do that. God is releasing kingdom understanding and revelation to those who will desperately cry out to Him. He's replacing the desperate uncertainty with faith in His overarching purposes, the coming of His kingdom to overtake other kingdoms and to prepare the way of the Lord. I want to urge you to get a copy of Barbara's book, The Cry God Hears, is waiting to answer your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries. Just call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Cry out to God. You'll hear.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the... So what is the connection between the date of Easter this year and President Obama's speech about energy this week? If there is a connection. Yep.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. That illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I'm going to ask my producer if he can try to get our guests on for this evening. Had a little mix-up there on pressing the button. So if certainly Daniel will go ahead and get our guests back on again, why, we'll get right on with the program. But this is going to be sort of a special program because, basically, this is the anniversary of a terrible incident that had happened almost 100 years ago. And basically, of course, it was the Armenian Holocaust. Most people don't even remember it, don't think of it. But it has been said that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, and this is something we have to learn because, of course, one of the major reasons for the Armenian Holocaust was the fact that these were Christians, and they were slaughtered viciously by the Turks. And with us is Robert Nagosian. Robert, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I'm here. Thank
all right,
you.
Now, am I pronouncing your name fairly close?
Yes, I'm surprised. It's perfect.
All right, fine. And then we have another doctor, actually he's a professor, a historian. He's, of course, Armenian. The Armenians feel very deeply about this, but we should all feel very deeply about this tragic events. And with us is Professor Mamadjian. Is that a correct pronunciation?
More or less, yes.
All right. Well, can I just call you Professor? Now,
fine.
Are you a historian, or what is your background?
My background is in history. I'm an expert on Middle Eastern history, 1500 to the present.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit of the background of the Armenian Holocaust that occurred just about 100 years ago? What was it? It was towards the end of the First World War. What was it, 1916, 1917? Or was it right after the First World War?
Well, actually, it was during the First World War. And I would say that it started in 1915 and continued into 1917, with the future stages also up to 1923. Now, the question is, how come that it happened during World War I? Usually we know that general wars are a very good opportunity for clandestine operations such as the Armenian genocide to be taken care of, like what happened during World War II with the Jews. Now, the problem is that in Turkey at the time, the Turkish Empire or the Ottoman Empire was being ruled by a party that was going more and more towards nationalistic interests. And it was this party, the Young Turks, who, because of their nationalistic approach, were not going to look favorably into a multi-ethnic composition as was the Ottoman Empire before. So this narrow-minded policy of nationalism was a major motivator for the Armenian genocide itself.
All right, fine. And suddenly now, what do we know? How many people were slaughtered during this terrible, terrible period?
Well, actually, if you look at the figures, there are lots of figures around, but one can be content by saying that up to 1.5 million people were killed. Now, this is a war period, and there are people being killed on all sides. Turkey itself, the Ottoman Empire itself, was in war at the time, and lots of lives were being lost on the front. But the case with the Armenian was that this was a people that was living within the Ottoman Empire, and the Ottoman Empire was responsible for the well-being of those people.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay.
Please go right ahead. Well, actually, of course, this was the time when the Ottoman Empire was beginning to collapse, and certainly the First World War really led to the end of the Ottoman Empire, but these were citizens.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Difference in race to justify what took place, but it was really mainly in some ways because the Armenians were so productive and they so a very effective force in society, very similar to what the Jews were. Certainly the Jews were a very effective economic force in Germany, and they were the many times the successful people, the scientists, the professional people, and that was one reason, of course, that there was a great deal of jealousy in Germany and hatred of the Jews because they were economically successful. And in many ways, the Armenians were a very, very successful part and productive part of the Ottoman Empire. Would that be a fair statement to make, Professor?
I would say it would, of course, with some minute differences between the two, which goes into cultural and other aspects. But more or less, you are right in the assessment that there was a component of jealousy, especially from the elite of the Turkish political arena, who were not looking that favorably upon Armenians holding all assets in terms of the economic assets of the empire in their hands. Of course, Armenians were not alone at the time. There was a great Greek community, which also was influential and prosperous. And there was also a Jewish community in Constantinople, which was also prosperous in terms of economics.
Well, Chris, what happened? Robert, would you want to comment at all on happened to the...
I would like to make a comment later on, maybe, but I would like to ask a question to the professor, too.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Why do you think the Turks today denied the genocide? I mean, all the proof is there. The archives are there. There's like a lot of countries that admit there's genocide, and about, I would say, how many? 44 United States states admit that the genocide happened. So why are the Turks acting like they have this ostrich syndrome and they have their head stuck in the head, in the sand, I mean?
Yeah, it is a very interesting question, Robert, but I would go on the record and say that no government or no people want to attach the adjective of a perpetrator of genocide to their name. Even though what is being asked today is not to condemn the Turks as genocide doers, the Turkey of today, after 1923, is a new country. And it has lived a trajectory of decades, and it has also changed dramatically during the last two decades. What Armenians want them to acknowledge is that there had been a genocide of Armenians during the phase of 1915 to 1923. This was before the current or modern Turkish Republic was created, and this is about the leadership of the time and not the leadership of the current Turkish Republic. The problem, however, is that there is always a sense of the acknowledgement of the genocide being somehow attuned to reparations in terms of land and money that the Armenians left behind, that the Armenians were massacred and deported, left behind. And I think that the Turkish government of today is very wary of this situation, and also, as I said, of being labeled as a genocide perpetrator, even though that's not the issue, as I explained.
Labeled like being equal to Adolf Hitler or something?
Well, there is no ways of committing genocide, you know. You are either a committed genocide or not. But what I'm trying to say is that for Hitler and his Nazi party, it is clear that they did the genocide. Now, in this case, we have a perpetrator who was not the ruler, who is not the ruler of the Republic right now. We are speaking about the Young Turk personnel or who were ruling at the time between 1915 and 1923. And the blame should go on them and not to the current Turkish authorities.
I think that is, that's a very, very effective point, and certainly it is not the people who are in charge today who bear any sense of the responsibility any more than the average Turkish person bears any responsibility for something happened almost 100 years ago, I mean 95 years ago. Well, let's just talk about, certainly there was really a planned program. I've read stories about how the somebody would march the Armenians out into the wilderness, march them for many days, and then just somebody has slaughtered them. Do we have any of the details of really what happened at that time, how they were able to kill a million and a half people? That is quite an undertaking, just from a logistic point of view.
Well, logistically, it was a nightmare, even for the Ottoman rulers of the time. Now, this was the first major genocidal event in history, I would say, and definitely at the beginning of the 20th century. As a matter of fact, the most important means that was used for the deportation was the railway, which was a 19th century invention, most probably. And the Ottoman Empire had just started to embark on building railways for economic and for trade purposes. But at the time, it so happened that those railways, and here I would bring the infamous Berlin-Baghdad railway, which a subject about which a lot has been written, and I would say that this railway conundrum within the empire was used for the transportation, but it was a logistic nightmare, because even if we look at the Ottoman Empire archives, and I am a person who is an Ottomanist and can read the Ottoman language, we would see, and this is something, by the way, that is happening after 2005, because the Ottoman archives were opened at that time and I was able to go and do research there. We are seeing that they had lots of logistical problems in terms of being able to deport the population and then to dealing with the land that those people left behind, and also providing food and shelter for those people. It was not done in a sense. It was not organized or orchestrated to do a transportation of people, and that is why, because of the lack of organization and the lack of determination on the part of the Young Turks, the number of Armenians who got killed during the deportation was a huge number, because of the logistic nightmare that was apparent at the time.
Well, are you suggesting that maybe this they did not intend for that many to die, or were they just trying to deport them to get them out of the country, or did they actually intend that they would be killed, certainly as they did with the Jews in Hitler's Germany? They intended to kill them. Was the intent originally to kill the Armenians, or just to deport them and seize their land and get rid of them?
I would say that there would be no difference between the two approaches, since the issue at the end is what happened to those people. If they died at the end, then it means that the government was responsible for their safety and their self and their transport and relocation, and had not done its homework to properly do that, then it is as blamed as the Nazis were during their time. Of course, we have to not forget that during World War One, the technology was better, and they even created the furnaces for the disintegration of the bodies. Of course, that was not the case during the Armenian genocide, but the mere fact that you are leaving people to the elements in the desert, okay, that would be the sign that this was an intended genocide.
I would like to add something to that, if I may.
Go right ahead,
yes,
Robert.
Yes. During the genocide, the American newspapers were writing everything, every account. The American newspapers and Canadian newspapers were covering the genocide event day by day. And there is a book written by a gentleman by the name of Richard Kaloyan, and he has all these documented, and the killings, they wrote about the killings day by day. So it wasn't just deportation. There were mass killings, 10,000 here, 20,000 there, 30,000 there, mass killings. And some of them were deported to the desert.
Well, now, basically, were they shot? Were they killed by shooting? How were they actually executed?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I would say that there are several means by which this was accomplished. Of course, there were convoys that were being deported from the towns and the hamlets and the villages. The problem was, as soon as those convoys were leaving the towns and hamlets and villages and were on the road, there were marauding Kurdish tribes and Circassians and others who would come and start killing indiscriminately, and the number of dead were counted in the thousands because of this marauding tribe and what they were doing. And the problem was that those bands were being encouraged by the government themselves. So this also goes to the intent of the problem. And as to what the, my friend Richard was saying, I would like also to inform that there is a great American consul who was living at Mamura Tel Aziz, or Erzincan at the time, who wrote a book, and that book is titled The Slaughterhouse Province, because that was what he saw happening
Hold that thought, please. Go right ahead. What was the title of the book again? Professor, what was the title of the book?
The name of the book, under the title under which it was published.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
www.thefreedrivefoods.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Helped 132,000 orphans at the time. At the time, they spent about $117 million worth of aid was provided to them. I don't know how much money that would make in today's money, maybe a billion, billion and a half. I'm not sure. But it's all documented, and there is a video I would like people to look at. And this is all there, documented, everything. They can go to Vimeo.com, that's Vimeo.com/15445525. This is a very important video, if I may repeat the site.
Go right ahead.
Okay, Vimeo.com, that's Vimeo.com/15445525.
All right, fine. Well, Professor, how did the Armenians get out? Because we know that many of them actually came here to California, where I live, and many of them went down and lived in the Fresno area. And of course, I came in contact with many of them during my lifetime. They were all good, really very productive, outstanding people. But how were they able to escape? You hear some of these stories about whole families being slaughtered, but how were they able actually to get away?
Yeah, it's interesting that Robert was speaking about the Near East Relief Project. And the Near East Relief Project is very important in terms of bringing over Armenians to this land. After the genocide, I mean, when those people were deported into the deserts of Syria and Mesopotamia, it was the Near East Relief, the American organization, that saved thousands upon thousands of these destitute people. And also thousands upon thousands of orphans. It created special orphanages for them. And those orphans were then settled into the cities of the Middle East, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq, and elsewhere. And then it was from those people that lots of them had relatives in the United States, and the relatives were trying to relocate them and bring them over. And this created a big wave of immigration of Armenians into the United States. And of course, as you said, the first nexus for those people was New York. And then from there, they migrated to Fresno, because it resembled their fatherland. And because most of them were also peasants and wanted to till the land, and Fresno was a place where they can do that. And of course, from there, they also managed to come to Los Angeles and also to start new lives. And many of them went into colleges and universities and graduated from them. And also, once again, became a prosperous and a productive segment of the society and the fabric and part of the fabric of the society that they live in.
Well, you know, one of the things that always has interested me is that certainly in Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, while you have your Arab section, you have your Christian section, you have your Jewish section, you have your Armenian section. And
well, yes, that's very interesting, because Armenian presence in Jerusalem dates back to like centuries ago. We should not forget that Armenia as a nation was the first Armenian nation.
You mean the first Christian nation?
The first Christian nation, I'm sorry. And also their presence in the birthplace of Jesus was important. So the Armenian presence there is important up to this day. There are Armenians still living in the old city of Jerusalem. And we also have a convent and a monastery there. And every year at the time of Easter, there is this skirmish that goes on between the churches who is going to take the burial site of Christ. And the Armenians always get on top of it and they become the ones who who take care of the situation. Well, yes, religion is a very important part of the Armenian psyche, and in this case, the Armenian church has played a very important part in the Armenian psyche, because we should not forget that for 1,000 years, those people were did not have any other form of government, and it was the church that was taking care of it. It was only after the 19th century that the political parties, etc., started coming out, and the first time Armenia was independent was in 1918, a republic that lasted for 2 years, and then afterwards it was Sovietized in 1920-21, and it was...
Hold that thought, we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
A They were based upon the teachings of the apostles, and certainly they were separate in many respects from the other of the Catholic. They're separate. They are certainly a branch today of the Greek Orthodox Church, which is a separate church, separate from the church in Rome. Most people think that the Catholic Church begins in Rome, but there's a parallel church in Constantinople that goes back to the 4th century, and certainly the Armenians are part of that, and yet in some ways they're very separate from it. Well, before we go on, Professor, do you have a website or some place where people could get information on your writings or your work? And have you written anything on this? Would be of interest to our listeners?
Yes, I have published a lot, and I have several books in publication, but people can know about it if they go and visit my website, which is a very easy one. It's my name, Garadet, G-A-R-A-D-E-T, dot, my last name, Moumdjian, M-O-U-M-D-J-I-A-N, dot com.
All right, would you mind spelling that one more time, because it's a...
I think I have to go in, like, G, like in George.
Right.
A, R, Robert, A, B, like in boy, E, and then a T, like in toy. And then my last name, there is a dot there, by the way. And actually, no, there is no dot. And then my last name, M, like in Monica, O-U. Once again, M, like in Monica, D, David, J, Jane, I-A-N, dot com.
All right, and because Armenian names always end, are usually in I-A-N. Robert, you have a website you would like to get out at all?
I would like to give out some website, yes. If people want to know more about the Armenian genocide, they can just go to, this is very easy, ANCA.org, and this stands for Armenian National Committee of America, and it's just ANCA.org.
All right, and Chris, the Armenians feel just as strongly about their Holocaust as the Jews do about theirs, but very few people even think about the Armenian Holocaust, and yet it was the first accident of its time and took place from about 1950 to 1922. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and this is one of those great tragedies that changed the course of that part of the world, because of course the Armenians were very, very productive people, and they were a very important part of the structure of the Ottoman Empire, and they were certainly driven away. Do you think that Professor, that it was their success that perhaps caused envy, that was at least in some part responsible for the tragic way they were treated?
As a matter of fact, if it was their prosperity that would have been the reason for the genocide, I would doubt it, because the Armenians had lived under Ottoman rule for centuries. The problem was that the nationalistic aspect within the Armenians or within other groups, other ethnic groups, Christian groups who were living under the Ottoman rule, started when the West in general started meddling into the internal affairs of the empire. And this will also show in a sense that the West at the time, and we are speaking about the concert of Europe here, because the United States was not in the agenda at the time, was also responsible in terms of agitating people to rebel against the Ottoman Empire and to also declare independence. In the case of the Armenians, for example, there was no problem of independence. Rather than what they wanted was some sort of a semi-independent rule within the Ottoman Empire. That was the aspiration. Contrary to what the Balkan people were thinking at the time, don't forget that the Greeks were able to get their independence in 1831, and then Bulgarians, Serbs, etc. were able to get some sort of independent principalities after the Berlin Conference of 1878. It was only the Armenians and the Macedonians, most probably, who were left without any form of self-rule or autonomy. And it, the problem, the Eastern question, as it is known, is the question of the Ottoman Empire and also of Armenian and other issues that came at the time after the Berlin Conference, because the Council of Europe was in a fluid state and there were lots of issues between the European states that were not settled. Everything was being poured on the Ottoman Empire because it was called the sick man of Europe, as you know. The problem was what happened in the western periphery of the Ottoman Empire, i.e. if you look at the Balkan region, you will see that most of that was taken away from the Ottoman Empire. But where the Armenians lived was the eastern periphery of the empire. And those lands today are within Turkey. This was historical Armenia, but it is still within Turkey.
Is there a large Armenian component still in Turkey today?
We knew, and this is an interesting thing, we knew of an Armenian community of 50 or 60,000 who lived mostly in the capital of Constantinople or Istanbul. During the last two decades, we are being aware or becoming aware that there are lots of Armenians who were left behind during the deportations, and they were Islamized or Muslimized, and now they are coming forth and saying that they had lived for a long time and they are second or third generation Armenians who want to revert back to their old system, old ethnicity. And there is a great movement in Turkey nowadays, I think, where these kind of people are trying to register themselves as Armenian Christians. And we also have to say that things are changing in Turkey itself, because during the last decade, with a new government that came on, and a mild Islamist government, as you would say, which is different from the nationalistic government that used to rule Turkey up until the 1980s. So I think that the prospect of the Armenian genocide being acknowledged or something is more today than it was like 20 years ago. And I am optimistic in that sense. I know that many of my community members would say, no, we don't think so, but I'm optimistic in that sense.
All right. One question I would have, a little off the subject, but we do have a new government in Turkey. It is an Islamic government. The previous government that had been there going back to the time of Ataturk was more a secular government. There seems to be an Islamic government that has replaced the secular government there. Is it certainly tied into the Muslim Brotherhood, or is it simply a very moderate government, similar to the one that they may have had in Egypt?
Yeah, I would say that the Turkish model is different from the models that we see in the Arab world in general. The Turkish Islamist Party is trying to show itself as the mild Islamist, and it wants to create some sort of a model that other Arab countries can emulate. This mild Islamist government is doing things that are somehow unimaginable in terms of people being able to speak up, even though there are some problems still with the law in Turkey, the 301 law, which is the Turkishness law, and you can never speak about it. Their journalists are not as free to talk as in other countries. But I would say that during the last 10 years, Turkey has come a long way in those arenas. And I would say that even the West, us, I mean, even America, looks at the Turkish government as a model that other Arab nations can emulate. Because we are not against Islam per se, but we are against grassroots. I mean, more we are against Islamic fundamentalism. Turkey is showing that there is another way, and that is a mild Islamic government that is more or less democratic or tries to be democratic. And it is also trying to show itself as a model that other Arab countries can emulate. And we can also see during the last years that there is this this new policy that is emerging in Turkey, which is the policy of opening up to the Middle East. And this is part and parcel of what Foreign Minister Davutoğlu is trying to do. I mean, open up more towards the Middle East and its market rather than towards Europe, most probably.
Well, and that, I think in part that is because Europe has more or less rejected Turkey and Turkish immigration, and there seems to be certainly a great deal of opposition to Turkey, you know, certainly joining the European Union. They were quite willing to have them in NATO, but not join the European Union. So, I mean, this is certainly, they had, as long as they were rejected by Europe, why, certainly, they had to turn elsewhere, don't you think?
Yes, I think this was made clear by Davutoğlu, who is the foreign minister of Turkey, in a book that he published, where he speaks about the policies that Turkey should follow. And he said point blankly that if plan A, which was to join the European Union, is not going to work for us, we have a plan B, and the plan B is to open up towards the Middle East, because the Middle East is a big market, and there are lots of possibilities for Turkey in that arena. And Turkey is going in that area because it thinks that it can show the West that it can also play an important role in terms of waving away fundamentalist Islam in terms of being able to adopt a mild Islamic policy which is akin to Turkey's current government.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. The average citizen here in America really doesn't understand Turkey or Turkish politics, and I think that you helped to clarify that. Well, right now we have Herman calling from Carmel. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thank you for bringing up this topic. Years ago, I heard Dr. Gene Scott down in Los Angeles teach on the Armenian Holocaust and the early roots of the Christian Church, and Armenia vied with Glastonbury in England as being one of the first areas to accept Christianity. But when I went to Jerusalem, I was there twice, and when you walk through the Jaffa Gate and you come up to the Armenian Quarter, I was greatly saddened. There are virtually in ruins are the Armenian buildings, and there's a museum inside with picture after picture of the great cathedrals and other churches in the homeland that were destroyed, and the whole area is in ruins. And I lived in Southern California, where there are great Armenian churches. There's a vibrant community of Armenians who are very, very successful, and I cannot believe that these people would not have a heart for going back to Jerusalem and rebuilding your Armenian Quarter.
Well, what do you think? Really, do you have any thoughts on that, Robert or Professor?
I'll let the professor answer.
I would be glad to answer, but I couldn't hold on to everything that he said. Can you paraphrase?
Well, basically, he was just saying that when he went to Jerusalem, into the Armenian Quarter in Jerusalem, it seemed to be rather run down, that it certainly had it looked like the Armenian section of Jerusalem was not as well kept up as some other parts of the inner city there.
Yeah, that is a problem, and I think the Israeli government has to change some of its policies, because apparently it is also creating some problems in terms of not giving permits for renovation or remodeling or things like that. I think there are problems there, that Jerusalem itself is a problematic city, as you know. And there is also the problem of the Israeli government not allowing too much things to be done there, because it doesn't want to. As a matter of fact, there is always the possibility that the Israelis are trying to make everybody leave town so that they would be there at the end. But I don't think that that will succeed, because those people, I mean, have been living there for hundreds of years, and they will continue to live there. But there should be some leeway that the Israeli government should advocate or should be able to bring forth, because it's a shame that those places are kept in such a destitute mode, and they can lots of things can be done to remodel this place and make it into the great historical site that it is.
Herman, it sounds like it's really the Israeli government that's blocking anything being done there. It simply won't give any building permits, and as a result, nothing can be done. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
One other issue. I supported the building of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and I'm German myself, and I have a heart for the Jewish people. But I also have a heart for any people on earth that has gone through a Holocaust. And in our past century, we've had the Holocaust in Cambodia, in Armenia, in Rwanda. And I was gratified when the Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles, after the riot, changed their name to the Museum of Tolerance. But what I would wish, and for those of our Jewish listeners, I would wish that those museums, including the one in Jerusalem, the Yad Vashem, would have a section that would showcase, allow the Armenians to showcase what they have been through.
Well,
because if we don't do that, I think it's a sad thing. We need to realize this is part of something that can happen in any country, and I fear it may happen someday here if we are not vigilant.
I think I share your concern, Herman. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you for being our guest tonight. Thank you for having them on.
Thank you so much. Well, our guest, of course, has been Professor Mardian and certainly Robert Ngosian. And we've been talking about the Armenian Holocaust, something which is very, very seldom mentioned. But what is the date that this is sort of celebrated? This is what is the date when they remember the Armenian Holocaust, Robert?
This is just a couple of days ago, April 24th, usually, of every year. But the whole month we commemorated, the whole month of April.
Right. Well, this is one of those stories that we should never forget, for as George Santayana said, those who can never remember the past are certainly destined to repeat it. Well, Professor and Robert, we have 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Is there anything you'd like to add to what you've already said, Professor?
Yes.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Was in the background of certainly of what happened with to the Armenians, and certainly the other incidents where similar things have happened. Incidents we should never forget. Of course, we have some excellent four tape sets on the Holocaust, and we actually have, this is well worthwhile listening to. The stories indeed are chilling, but they are classic, and of course we wanted to get them recorded while the people were still alive. Radio Liberty has all sorts of fascinating information. If you go to our website and look at the four tape sets we have on the secret government and the secret societies, certainly on the Holocaust and the other Holocaust, and my interviews with so many people, the real story of what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We have the JFK assassination, the JFK assassination update, which includes an interview with Lyndon Baines Johnson's mistress. We have the story of the murder of Bobby Kennedy. He was not killed by Saran. We have the four tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. He wasn't killed by James Earl Ray. This is all a cover. They cannot let the American people know the truth. We have the testimony of the men who were on the USS Liberty when it was attacked off the coast of the Sinai back in 1967. Of course, this was carried out by the Israeli planes and torpedo boats, but it was actually ordered from Washington, D.C. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that our own leaders wanted to kill our own men so we would have a justification for going to war with Egypt. The testimonies are in many respects heartrending. That's the USS Liberty 4 CD set, because these men were told by agents of their own government that if they ever dared to tell the truth, they would either spend the rest of their life in Leavenworth or worse, and they knew that meant they would be killed. Their leaders threatened to kill them if they revealed what they knew, and for many years, those people said they were afraid to speak out. And then after 20 years of living in fear, why, of course, these men came forward and told the incredible story. And we think it's one of the most important tape sets we have. We have the four tape set on the deadly assassins. We interviewed a man who tracked down the agent, OSS agent, who was paid to kill General Patton. We have the book, Target Patton, and it goes into that story. But we interview the man who talked to the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Why? Because they couldn't let him come home and tell how he could have ended the war many months earlier and could have taken Berlin. But they cut off his gasoline. And, of course, about the betrayal of the American boys who went to Europe, and of course we have so many other things about how it was American corporations who financed and built the weapons for Adolf Hitler during, not only before, but during World War II. That's the book, America's Nazi Secret, by John Loftus. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs certainly any time of the day or night. Sometimes it'll be archived, sometimes it'll be live programs, but you can certainly hear us on MP3 and iPod, and even by telephone if you have unlimited minutes. And then we have to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we're having a difficult time maintaining our payments for the for the radio time and specifically for shortwave. So if you're in a position to help, please give us a call. We've lost some of our supporters because of the recession. If you can take their place, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, for Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, John Loeffler, the others. But please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with our good friend, Lynn Marzulli. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lynn Marzulli, who's an ordained minister, but he's certainly is spending his time now blogging and writing and lecturing and trying to warn people about the events that are happening today. Now we see the terrible tragedy of what's happened over in Japan, and we don't know really what's happening. All we really know is what we read in the newspapers. We do know that the governments have the ability to create earthquakes. Was this an act of God or some other thing that caused a great earthquake and the great tsunami? We don't know. Other than, of course, the tragedy that unfolding as far as the Japanese nuclear plant, it's very obvious that everything has been handled wrong. Suddenly, all they had to do was just bury this in cement. They would have stopped the nuclear leak if they really wanted to. And then we hear all these stories about the hydrogen explosions and all of these things, which are designed to frighten us to death. And you can't tell me that they wouldn't be able to get electricity in there so they could pump water in to keep those areas cool if they really wanted to. But you have to understand that whatever the cause of the tragedy in Japan, it is being used to discourage the use of nuclear energy, not only in the United States, throughout the world, because there really are people who want to lower living standards. They want to block the use of nuclear energy. They want to block the use of coal or oil or natural gas to generate electricity. They want to tear out the dams so we won't have hydroelectric electricity. They want to run up the cost of electricity because they really want to lower our living standards. We know this is the plan because we've read the plan. It's Agenda 21. So we don't know what is really going on, but we do know that they're using this for a purpose, and are they aggravating the situation intentionally? I suspect they are. And then, of course, we have a terrible problem in Europe. Their economy is collapsing, and many of their countries just simply have massive debts. And, of course, the massive debts have come about because the banks let these countries money that they knew would never be repaid, and this threatens to tear down the entire economy of Germany and France and Austria if they bail out the so-called pig nations. And here in the United States, the housing market is getting worse. The banking assets, there are six major banks that control about 60% of all the banking assets in our country. Six major banks which dominate our country. Certainly, President Obama has recently appointed a new chief of staff. Who did he appoint? Why, a man named William Daley, who came from J.P. Morgan Chase. He appointed a new gentleman who's going to head his Council of Economic Advisors. And at least initially, that was to be from Goldman Sachs. Whether it still is or not, I can't say. But initially, he was to come from Goldman Sachs. President Obama is simply a figurehead for the banks who control him. They control 60% of the banking assets of our country. The banks have about $3 trillion in assets, and they're just not lending it out here in the United States because they want to create this recession. The major corporations, which tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, are sitting on $2 billion. They're not investing it in the United States. They're not building new plants. Certainly, we know very well that we have massive debts here in the United States that can never be paid off. There's no way they can ever be paid off. Certainly, we have the rising fuel costs. We know that this is being engineered. Certainly, Lindsay Williams has given us the information long ahead of time. There's no shortage of oil in the world at all. They're raising the price of fuel so they can strangle our economy and impoverish our people. Unemployment's running. If you look at the U6 unemployment, go to John Williams' website. Shelter stats is really about 22%. They're lying to us, certainly, about the rate of inflation is 10%. We are in real trouble as a nation today. Well, go ahead, Lynn. Why don't you give us your view on what's going on?
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm basically right along with you. I concur with pretty much everything you said. When you add to what you just said, all the natural disasters, just look at the United States, what's going on. 24 twisters hit today, and they're expecting the worst is yet to come. Texas is fighting literal wildfires from border to border. We look at the drug violence in Mexico, which continues unabated for years, and now they're issuing safety warnings where they're basically saying don't travel to Mexico because you might get kidnapped or worse, wind up beheaded or whatever. We look at the instability of the Middle East, and we see that, in fact, I blog about this on today's blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, if you want to go check that out. There's an article, it's called The Third Intifada, and the title of my piece was The Third Intifada, the Coming War in the Middle East. About a month and a half ago, Dr. Stan, right after the Egyptian people ousted Hosni Mubarak, in Tahrir Square, about 2 million Muslims, Arab Muslims, gathered. And they were whipped to a frenzy by an imam that had not been allowed to preach there since Mubarak took the reins of power in Egypt. What was interesting is, and you can go on my site, other sites carry this YouTube video, but they're chanting in unison, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs in the millions." And now they are planning another demonstration in Tahrir Square on Friday the 13th, May 13th. And right after that, they're going to march to Jerusalem. So this is this could be a major flashpoint. It literally could be a major flashpoint. What will the Israelis do? They're between a rock and a hard place. And what's interesting is they were creating all this, whipping up a frenzy on social networking sites like Facebook. And Facebook has taken some of those posts down because they're saying they're anti-Semitic and, they're purporting violence. And, in fact, that's exactly what they're doing, in my opinion. But what's interesting here, it's like the perfect storm is happening all around us. I mean, we could talk the rest of the evening about the instability of not only the financial, the global financial markets and what's happening there. The prices of copper gone up, the grain's gone up, gas has gone up, food prices have gone up, and on it goes. But we start factoring in the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the possibility of a super volcano, and there's about four or five of them on the globe. Eyjafjallajökull, Barabunga, over in Iceland. Of course, we've got the super volcano, the caldera. Here in Yellowstone, go to South America, there's one in Africa.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lynn Marzulli was just talking about the things that are happening right here and really throughout the world. Certainly we're seeing a tremendous number of earthquakes. We had one in Chile about 3 or 4 months ago, devastation. We certainly had a major earthquake in New Zealand. We have certainly the explosion of the Kilauea volcano there. It's only just a few months ago in Hawaii, and it's still erupting over there. We had a major earthquake in Burma over and above certainly what we saw off the coast of Japan here just about 2.5 to 3 months ago. Here in the United States, tornadoes that you just can't believe. They've had 15 inches of rain suddenly in Missouri here in the last couple of days, and suddenly the levees have broken, and there are massive floods throughout Missouri. We have suddenly all sorts of problems as far as the drug wars, and the world economy is suddenly in a massive inflationary spiral. They keep telling us, oh, well, it's going to get better. There's no inflation. You have to believe what the government's telling you because we wouldn't lie. And they are lying. Basically, the inflation rate is running 10%. The gross domestic product is not gaining ground at 2 to 3%, as they try to tell us. It's actually losing because you have to subtract the rate of inflation from the gross domestic product. And when you take 10% inflation from perhaps a GDP of 5%, why you get a minus 5%. So they're lying about all of these things. We live in a very, very uncertain world, not only economically and politically, but all of these natural events that are taking place. Go right ahead, Lynn.
It's just unprecedented times we're living in, Dr. Stan. You know, our prophecy warns us and points to a time where there's wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times. Now, Yeshua, Jesus said that. Why would he warn us of those things? And you know, I understand that people look at this and some people say we're just naysayers, but it's happening right in front of us. I mean, it is literally happening right in front of us. I can barely keep up with it on a daily level. And you know, now we're looking at the United States with these tornadoes, the craziest weather, all these fires. I've never seen anything like this. And it's just week after week after week, it just rolls on. These are the birth pangs. Keep your eyes on the Middle East, folks, because it's all going to come down there. If this this intifada, to me, this third intifada, could be the tipping point, could be the flashpoint, whatever term you want to use. But there is a war coming in the Middle East. If it's Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, Isaiah 17, we don't know. But I do know this, that these guys are very serious. The Arab street, the Muslim street is very serious. And I believe this has been triggered supernaturally. Why now? Why at this critical juncture? I believe that we're going to see double-digit gas prices, not $5 or $6. That's nothing. Wait till this thing really hits and the dollar collapses and the Straits of Hormuz close because the Iranians will close it. There's all this saber-rattling and threats talking about that if Al-Qaeda is attacked in any way, or if Osama bin Laden is killed, Al-Qaeda will retaliate with detonating your dirty nukes. Is this just idle chatter? Or in fact, because we know from Paul Williams' book, have dirty nukes been smuggled up through the poorest southern border in the late 90s? Osama bin Laden had a fatwa, a religious decree from an imam, to bring those weapons of mass destruction and use them against non-combatants. So, are they in place in American cities? We don't know, but the intel that Paul Williams and others certainly believe that it's a very strong possibility. There was a show that I watched, I forget exactly which might have been the History Channel, it could have been Discovery, but this gentleman working at the at a port of entry right outside of Los Angeles was on camera and spilling the beans, and his superior shut the interview off. But they already had it on film, and they ran with it. Basically, what he was saying is, we have intercepted more than one container that had nuclear material in it. And I just found that chilling. I mean, they're not being straight with the American people. They're not telling us what's really going on. I understand part of it's not to create panic. I mean, who wants to find out that, just guess what, folks? We intercepted a live nuke on the border. Who? Isn't that interesting? By the way, in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Dr. Stan, I talk about that, Operation Big Bird, which I forget exactly what year, I think it was 2006, right before the Christmas vacation, Christmas holiday, they intercepted a live nuke, according to certain intel. Is that you know, there's no way to vet that. I ran with it because I find it very fascinating. I did see a lot of, they did discover this huge so-called drug smuggling tunnel that went underneath the border, so big that you could drive a pickup truck through it. So it also could be used for drugs, and it certainly could be used to import a live nuke into the country. These are certainly tenuous, tumultuous times, and yet, of course, the latest circus that we're about to watch is the royal wedding. And this is, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, look, I don't wish this young couple any ill will. That's not the point. But why are these people royals, and what have they done to deserve it? Absolutely nothing. Just by their birthright, they inherit everything at a blink of an eye, and they're treated like gods on earth. And I just find that incredibly detestable. I really do. I take great umbrage in that, and that's why I'm proud to be an American where we don't have royalty. And even though I did not vote for Obama, isn't it interesting that a man like him that can basically rise from nothing and become president? So it's at least in theory. I think the country was hijacked right after the Kennedy assassination, but I digress. But at least in theory, you don't have to be royalty to hold the reins of power in this country.
Well, I would comment that it was just yesterday that I was talking to a very close friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles. He was telling me that he'd been to a party, actually. It had something to do with his son, and of course a lot of children were there, and one of the other fathers has a job working with the federal government. And apparently what the job is, I don't know, but he was saying that basically they had exercises within the last 2 weeks preparing for a nuclear attack on Los Angeles, and that had one of these drills, government employees at drills last year, and again this year, because they seem to have the idea that there's a very real possibility of a major nuclear attack on Los Angeles. Well, of course, we don't even like to think about that. It's not getting any play in the media, but obviously the people in power are concerned about that. We know that they have certainly large stores of food that they put them aside for the elect. They have underground shelters for the chosen ones. They have them certainly in Santa Rosa up north where we are, and there's a forest that's up there. They have them adjacent to Washington, D.C. They apparently have them in Denver. They have them in Colorado. We don't know where all of them are. We did know there was one gentleman, a Ph.D., who wrote extensively about these underground shelters. He was blacklisted. Last thing we heard, the only job he could get was as a window washer in Arizona.
Wow.
So if you really talk about this sort of thing, they will come after you. And the question is, why? I mean, why are they only making preparations for the elite, for the people of great wealth, and people would tie into the power elite and the government? I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but not for the general population. What do they know that we don't know? Well, I really believe we're living in very, very uncertain times. We've never seen weather like we're having today. I mean, I've been around for what, pretty close to 80 years. I don't remember this many tornadoes. I don't remember this many earthquakes. I don't remember this many volcanic eruptions. I don't remember this many tidal waves. And I certainly don't ever remember a time when, of course, we were facing massive inflation. And the government was simply saying, there is no inflation. Well, there may be just a little bit, but it's going to level off. It's not going to be a problem. And ladies and gentlemen, the inflation is going to continue growing because it's being actively fostered by the Federal Reserve System, by pouring money out when, of course, they should be contracting the economy and taking us into a recession to prevent the things from getting out of hand. But instead of doing what is logical to try to preserve the value of our currency and the value of people's savings, they're doing everything they can to destroy the economic stability of this country, to submit us to the ravages of inflation, And we're talking about 10 to 15%, 10% right now, probably 15% by the end of this year, which will destroy the CDs, the bonds, the pensions, the annuities, the life savings of most of the people listening to the program tonight. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, today, one of the stories I linked to on the blog was that the dollar is the lowest in history, I think, against the Swiss franc. So it's, I mean, you have to really be asleep at the wheel not to see it coming. And, of course, I'm constantly telling people to stockpile food and water, food and water, food and water, and essentials, things like matches, lighters, just candles, all sorts of items that may be necessary in the event of some kind of an emergency. What people don't understand is if there's a nuclear event in this country, I mean, let's paint the bleakest picture we possibly can, but and run with it, not in fear, not to create fear, but to look at it straight on and go, okay, if this is what happens, what am I going to do? If there are, let's say, 3 to 5 nukes that go off, whether they're dirty nukes or live nukes in different cities, we are going to have absolute mass pandemonium in this country. We are going to have total chaos in this country. The trucks will stop rolling. Food will be cleaned out within 24 hours. That's the type of... All we need to do is just look at Japan. Remember, before that 9.1 earthquake hit, those people awakened in the morning. They thought about what was for lunch, what they had to do for the day, soccer game in the afternoon, the whole deal, right? It's spring is coming, winter's almost ended, and that earthquake of 9.0 followed by that devastating tsunami wiped everything out. Life as they knew it ceased to exist. We need to understand that life is extremely fragile.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Lynn Maisoli. And Lynn, I certainly agree with you. I believe...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. call today.
I've been here on Earth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, is this just a passing fad? Well, are things going to start getting better here in a few months, a few years? Are we going to go through a recession, and then we're going to come out the other side? And the America we knew is going to be there again, and I would like to suggest the America we knew is gone forever. It was really an artificial economy created entirely based upon a fiat money currency, based upon debt. The debt has gotten to be massive. People have refused to do what was wrong. They certainly could have managed this thing. They chose not to manage this thing, not to do what should have been done. And as a result, of course, why the America that that I grew up in, the America that, you know, certainly led the world, is certainly changing. The president of the World Bank, a man named Zolnick, who's a member of the Trilateral Commission, said that America is one major crisis away from catastrophe. The IMF recently said that by the year 2015 or 2016, well, the Chinese economy will exceed the American economy, and basically they're talking about the fact that by 2015, if things continue going as they are, the American economy will be about $18 trillion. In other words, that will be a gross domestic product. And the Chinese economy, if things continue going as they are, will be about $19 trillion, and certainly and continuing to increase after that. After all, certainly, they are very productive, very useful people, and of course we have transferred intentionally and purposely our wealth to communist China. We've certainly taken down our tariffs, we've allowed them to discriminate against our products, and we don't discriminate against their products. We've given them an unfair advantage economically. We've given them an unfair advantage as far as discrimination is concerned. We've allowed them to conspire against our nation. We've allowed them to steal our patents. There's been an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the leaders of this country to help the leaders of communist China, which in many respects doesn't make any sense, and yet that's exactly what has gone on. It's about time people understood this. And America is going to lose its position of dominance. But even more than that, of course, it's the dollar, which has been the reserve currency of the world, which has allowed us to actually export our inflation, be able to buy products from all over the world with dollars that we created out of absolutely nothing, just created them out of debt. And then, of course, we've exported inflation to other countries. And one of the major reasons there's been major unrest over there in the Near East and the Middle East is because the price of food's gone up. And why has the price of food gone up? Because America has exported inflation. And when you inflate the world's monetary supply, why, of course, it decreases the value of the existing currencies, and the price of food and other products go up. And we've impoverished people throughout the world as a result of this. When people are hungry, they will resort to violence. And this is one of the major reasons behind the overthrow of the Turkish government, behind the overthrow of the Egyptian government, and for the unrest that we're seeing in Oman and Yemen and Bahrain and Syria today. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, and you know, coupled with that, the Syrians have cracked down. The body count of their own Syrian government killing its own citizens is up over 400 now, and I've seen some of the video shots. I've never seen anything. I mean, they're so graphic, and they're sickening, absolutely sickening, and that's what's going on. Look, folks, this thing's a tinderbox. I mean, it really is, and it's global. We're all linked together. We see everything in real time through the Internet, through satellite television. I believe that these are the birth pangs. I believe we are... I believe that something supernaturally shifted. In the latter part of 2009, I blogged about it. I felt something shift in the heavenlies. And right after that, 2010, it started with the earthquakes, and it has been relentless. It has not stopped. It has not slowed down every week. I mean, I've never seen, like Dr. Stanley, you were just talking about it, you know, these tornadoes, these fires. I've never seen anything like this before, ever. Nothing, and even close like this. Yeah, we get isolated, you know, instances throughout the world of one specific thing, but it's like a, I hate to use the word, like a tsunami of disasters which just continue and continue and continue.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and of course we'll talk a little bit later about his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the Nephilim Trilogy, certainly his book on alien interviews, not interviews with aliens, but interviews with people who've talked to people who've been abducted by aliens, his DVD, The Watchers. But when we get back, we're going to tell you the story of the man who was there when they shot the congresswoman who said, "We are the chosen. We are the chosen." What's that all about? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Save this story about We Are the Chosen until we get all of our stations back on board in about 2 minutes, but you pick up the story from there.
Okay, great. Well, what's interesting about this is we know that this year, on February 25th, or I'm sorry, just going back a little bit before January 8th, there was a shooter in Arizona, and this guy killed six people. His name is Loeffner, Jared Lee Loeffner. And he killed six people and he wounded 13 others. And there's a mugshot that I used on my blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And this was my April 18th blog, and it was called the Arizona Shooting Update. When I saw that mugshot, what I saw is a man who I believe is demon-possessed, in my opinion. I believe he's demon-possessed. You look at the eyes, you look at the smirk, it's total arrogance. And he's basically saying, "I have succeeded." I believe that this guy, Loeffner, was a trained, what is called a super soldier. He's he knows exactly what he's doing, and the demon that came up in him, the ultra personality, was instructed to do this heinous act, and of course, he was in the process of reloading. He wasn't done, folks, and that's what, you see, they keep all this stuff away from the people. They don't really tell people what's going on. They don't want to alarm people. This guy would have killed until, and then turned the gun on himself. Very similar to what the VTech, Virginia Tech, shooter was doing. There's such a similarity here. And you ask yourself, well, why would anyone do this? Well, in their right mind, why would anyone in their right mind do this? Well, he's not in his right mind, and he's not insane. He's possessed. And that's, of course, in this country, we don't talk about the supernatural. And even in the churches, we, you know, kind of keep, oh, you just give him enough Prozac and it'll all go away. I believe this man is highly demonized. And what's interesting, the smoking gun came in February 25th when this man called Brian Hewlett, who was actually Loeffner's teacher at the same college that Loeffner was attending, was at the site of the shooting, sitting in a lotus position and chanting repeatedly, "We are the ones you have been waiting for. We are the chosen ones."
Now, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Lynn, before we go on, I want you to get out your website, tell people how they can get your blog, and then we'll tell them later about how they can get your books and the other things you've written. But how can they get to your blog site?
The blog site is lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week, and we're also going to be doing a video, a daily update, which will be a video. So not only in addition to the blog, we'll have the blog, but then we'll also have the video daily update, which will be about 10 minutes, sort of talking about all the different issues that come up now on a 24-hour news cycle. And the reason we're doing this, Dr. Stan, is because time is of the essence. I think the days are short. They are incredibly evil. I mean, if they're not evil, then how do we factor in someone like you know, this Loeffner character or the 400 people in Syria are killed by their own government. And on it goes. I mean, it's just global. But it's lamarzulli.wordpress.com.
Well, I think people have to understand that certainly as you watch television, so many of the television programs have this underlying theme. The aliens are there, the people from the other dimension, the people from, and that's the theme on Friends. There is another dimension, you can cross over into it. It's a mirror image of what we have here. And then, of course, the event, of course, these beings from another world are aliens. They look just like us, but they're not like us. And there's so many of them, because the basic stories, the little men, the little grays, you know, that come here, and they abduct people, but they're all aliens from another universe, and they have all these listening sites out there where they can listen for the message that's coming from these people from this other dimension. What they do is, by repetition, they eventually begin to convince us there really are aliens coming from other universes, and they come all the way. They come, you know, hundreds of millions of miles, so they come here to America so they can condemn Christianity, and they can, of course, commit all sorts of sexual acts with human beings, and then they have supernatural capacity because, of course, they are aliens from another dimension, from other countries where they have advanced knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all a cover. It is done by the controlled media to cover up the fact that there is a supernatural element. The UFO phenomenon is real, but it's demonic. It comes from the other dimension. We live in a material world. There's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. There's a spiritual world. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world. And there are people in this world who are demonically possessed. And certainly the Virginia shooter is an example of that.
Sure.
And certainly Lynn and I have both talked to a gentleman named Russ Dizdar, who works with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have been trained as super soldiers. They are victims of these occult organizations and movements. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that the United States military has been working contacting the other dimension. I personally have witnessed an example of that. There's a Major General Stubblebine. He headed the Special Forces unit that was in charge of actually reaching the other dimension. And, of course, when I went to see Joyce Riley one time, she had Major General Stubblebine there the week before, and he had taken a spoon, and he'd bent the handle into a complete circle. Now, you can't do that by human activity. I mean, you have to rely upon the other dimension to be able to do this sort of thing. And there really is another dimension that will allow you to do things that cannot be done in this dimension. That's why they're a vehicle. They can be going along at 15,000 miles an hour, do an abrupt right turn. You can't do that. I mean, well, not if you are going by the laws of this universe. But Russ Dizdar, of course, has worked with many of these people, and he's a minister. He's got wonderful stories to tell. We've interviewed him a number of times, but these people who've been trained, some of them with the CIA, some of them through satanic organizations, they work together just exactly as our CIA worked with the Nazis, who were actually deeply involved in the occult and helped them to get to South America, somewhere between 10 and 50,000 of them, including Martin Bormann, Joseph Mengele, Klaus Barbie, Jeff Eichmann. They all got to South America with the help of our CIA. There is an element within our society, and certainly most people in the CIA don't even understand this. It's all compartmentalized, but Russ Dizdar has worked with some of the people who are victims of these programs, whether it's satanic or whether it's intelligence. It really doesn't matter. They overlap. And basically, these are men who have been trained as super soldiers. And why don't you talk a little bit about that, Lynn, because I think that's so important. And then, of course, mention about Jared Loeffner, who you were talking about during the break.
Sure. Well, what's interesting to me is that this traces back to Nazi Germany and the death camps, where the Nazis discovered that through trauma they could shatter a person. In other words, through some type of severe trauma, they could shatter the person's personality and that person would be so traumatized by whatever the trauma was that another personality would emerge because the person just couldn't deal with what was going on. And, of course, horrific acts were committed in the death camps, horrific acts.
They call that a dissociative personality,
right.
A split personality.
Right.
And they learned how to do it. Go ahead.
They learned how to do it, and basically all that was brought over here. And, you know, people look at, let's say, Sirhan, who still maintains he has no idea of what happened. He doesn't remember anything. And people go, oh, yeah, isn't that convenient for Sirhan to, you know. But I believe that Sirhan was a trained assassin. And I believe that he was programmed and split through MKUltra or some other government program and then used when the time came, just like other people. Like, for instance, someone switched on Loeffner. He just didn't go down there haphazardly. He was switched on. He was controlled. Early reports, which I have not been able to find, I read it one time, hours after it happened. Loeffner apparently was seen in the presence of an elderly man. And isn't that interesting? And I remember talking to Russ about that, and he had also seen that. Was that Loeffner's handler? Of course, we don't know. What is interesting is that Hewlett, who was picked up over last weekend and then incarcerated, was heard chanting, "We are the chosen one."
Now, who is this fellow?
Hewlett was a teacher who taught at the same college that Loeffner was attending. So there may have, people believe that there might be collusion between them. We don't know exactly how far the connection may go. What's interesting is Hewlett is chanting what I would call SRA buzzwords, "We are the chosen one." That is what is heard. Russ has heard this phrase. Russ talks about this phrase ad nauseum. This is something that these program alters will repeat, and they will say, "We are the chosen ones. We are the ones you've been waiting for." This is not by accident, but this guy Hewlett was doing this.
Now, when was he doing this? Where did he do this?
This was on, let me just scroll down back again and give you the exact date, but it was recently. Hewlett was arrested on February 25th, so it's Friday, February 25th is when this happened. I didn't get the story. The story didn't break, or I didn't get it until like April 17th. So we can see how the news cycle goes, okay, this happens. There's the story, and it's there on the wire maybe, but it doesn't go nationwide news till it didn't come across my desk till about Sunday evening. And that's that Russ sent me the story, and of course I blogged on it on a Monday and, ran with it and had provided all the links. Chilling stuff. And what it shows us, and, Russ has numbers, and people go, it's hard to get our heads around 1 million, 5 million, 10 million of these so-called super soldiers. Well, so you pare it down. You got one Jared Loeffner, and he kills 6 people and wounds 13 before he's tackled. What if you got 1,000 of these guys that go off at the same time? You've got total pandemonium from coast to coast. No one knows what's happening. In every city, people would know, law enforcement wouldn't know what to do. Who do you trust? How do you know that, the guy sitting next to me, you don't know anything. I mean, just like when 9/11 happened, people were waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. Are there more terrorist attacks? Is this all there is? Are there nukes? There was a lot of uncertainty. Same thing. It will cause, when these guys are triggered, and they are here, it will cause complete pandemonium. Another video that I've linked to, it's in my new up-and-coming book called The Cosmic Chess Match. I talk about it when I'm out on the road, lecturing, whatever, Dr. Stan. It's called Madness in the Fast Lane. If you go to YouTube, your listeners go to YouTube and Google, or just type in the search bar there, Madness in the Fast Lane. You will witness just a stunning video, and I'll just whet your appetite quickly. There are 2 twins from Sweden, and they're in England. And they're on what the English version of the interstate. It's an 8-lane highway. And they throw themselves in front of cars moving 50, 60 miles an hour. They're hit by these cars, and they get up minutes later, like a minute or two later, and begin to fight with paramedics, law enforcement, what have you, to escape. Then they're finally brought to the side of the road, and everything seems to be calmed down. Remember, they've already been hit once. Now they're standing there. One of the women breaks free from the people who are trying to restrain her, and runs headlong into an 18-wheeler. The truck runs over her. Anyone else would be dead. but she is sitting there on the pavement with a compound fracture. The bone is sticking out of her leg, according to the medical report. Compound fracture. And she's sitting up, clawing and swearing and yelling at the paramedics who come to try to help her. The other twin, while all this pandemonium is being created, the other twin runs out again into oncoming traffic. She's T-boned by a car doing, what, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour? Thrown over the hood, her head smacks into the windshield, dents the windshield, and then we see her on the surface of the road. She's down for about 2 minutes. She gets up. She gets up and fights off the paramedics. It takes six people to restrain her. One man, one on each arm, two on each leg. One on each arm, two on each leg, and they literally carry her, spread eagle, to the side of the road where she's sedated. Now, we're looking at one of two things. I've talked about this before. It's either the rise of the super soldiers, as Russ Dizdar talks about, or we're looking at modern-day Nephilim hybrids. We don't know. I don't know what we're looking at. You know, the DNA test.
Whatever happened to the genome?
The woman with the compound fracture apparently has returned to Sweden. The other one, within 24 hours of those initial events, killed someone with the skill of an assassin. The autopsy report showed that there were seven stab wounds in rapid succession in this man who was acting as a beneficiary to this woman, sort of a Good Samaritan type of guy, was killed like with a knife from the kitchen, like an assassin. Seven stab wounds in very rapid, like bam, 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 like a trained assassin would do, not just an ordinary woman who's never been trained in this type of a thing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the man, of course, died. She was tried for murder. She's been incarcerated. That's all I know. I've heard rumors that she's going to be released and some other rumors, which I won't mention, but I haven't been able to vet that or track that down.
But these are valid pictures. I mean, this is an amazing story.
Yeah, when you look at this is all, and what's interesting about this, in the UK, they've got cameras everywhere. And so all this was captured on video. It's all real, raw footage on video. It's essentially unedited. And later on, in Madness in the Fast Lane, they reenact the stabbing of her benefactor, her Good Samaritan-type figure. But the initial footage, when the twins run out in traffic, it's there. You can see it. You can watch what transpires. And it's jaw-dropping. I remember about a year ago, when someone, linked that to me, and I, L.A., you need to look at this, and I went on the site. I just sat there dumbfounded I think it was like four parts. It's an hour presentation, was on the BBC. Just looked at it, absolutely dumbfounded, and of course, I blogged on it and linked the site. People need to see this stuff, because see, it's happening. It's just like the VTech shooter. We can pretend, oh, that's just one isolated incident. Oh, really? Well, what about Loughner? You know, that's not an isolated incident, is it? What about Madness in the Fast Lane over in the UK? See, these super soldiers are everywhere. And I realize it sounds conspiratorial, but we know from Scripture that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. This is part of it.
And because we see this with Columbine, and
same thing.
Right, it's absolutely the same thing. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world, of course, where there are these truly demonic beings. Some of these people, multiple murderers, what energizes them? Why, of course, they're satanically controlled. I have an article I took out of the Wall Street Journal where Lady Gaga had actually told one of the reporters that she was really weeping because she thought the devil controlled her. The devil controlled her life. And of course, she is making countless millions of dollars, but she's frightened to death. I think she's made a deal with the devil. But she actually, in her words, she talked about the devil actually controlling her. Well, this is not imaginary. If you haven't seen the wonderful DVD we offer called Soul Their Souls for Rock and Roll, you must understand that so many people in the music industry die very young. They're just like a meteor going up, or like a rocket, and they have wealth and power and sex and notoriety, and then they die at a very young age. Have you noticed how many of our entertainers die under those circumstances? Well, many of them have actually and have openly said that they made a deal with the devil. That's why this the DVD is so important. You can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour DVD. Have you ever seen that, Lynn?
No, I never have, and it sounds really fascinating.
I mean, it goes right along with the things that you and I have talked about so many times. They sold their souls for rock and roll. We'll tell you a little later how to get that, but go ahead, Lynn. We've got a few more minutes.
Great. Well, you know, what people need to understand is that this is orchestrated. The fallen one, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, has had thousands of years to orchestrate his last stand, his final, his end game, as it were. And it's planned, and he's not like a one-trick pony. I mean, when I sat down with Dr. Chuck Missler several months ago and for Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, which should be available fairly soon, Dr. Stan, by the way, but we're in the final edit. When I sat down with him, I asked him, I said, you know, Chuck, what do you think's going on here? Are there modern Nephilim on the Earth? And he looked at me without batting an eye. He said, absolutely. Satan is outnumbered 2-1. He's creating a breeding program.
And I really believe, Chris, that this is what does so much of what these aliens are doing here. And actually, you can actually, if you study the stories of the aliens and alien encounters, it's all about sex. It's all about connecting eggs from women and semen from men. Why are they doing this sort of thing? These are demonic beings. They've always been here down through the ages, and I believe they're here today. And in what form? Well, maybe they look just like you and me, or maybe they're people who've actually simply been demonically possessed. We don't have all the answers. We sure got a lot of great questions. So, our guest, Lynn Marzulli, always a pleasure to have Lynn with it. We'll be right back. Lynn, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
You know, Dr. Stan, I mean, you got a lot of listeners out there, and people are...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
The Nephilim, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are Nephilim. It's not imaginary, they're real. We carry his book, Alien Interviews, and they're interviews with doctors and scientists and psychiatrists who've interviewed people who've had alien abductions. And there's then we have his DVD, The Watchers, where you'll actually get into the background of UFOs. Cattle mutilations, and it's not very nice to see, but they're real. And then an interview with a doctor who has removed the implants of 16 people, who, of course, had been abducted by these alien beings, because they're not aliens, they're demonic, but they all had these metal implants, and they were all the same, and this metal was not of this earth. Fascinating information. That's the DVD, The Watchers, the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the book, The Nephilim Trilogy, three of them, and then, of course, the book, Alien Interviews. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We do have that DVD we talked about. It's entitled, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get this information. You need to understand what's going on today. And the fact that there really is this other dimension. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret with the syllabus. My talk on the Dark Syllabus with the Dark Secret with the syllabus. They're there. And you need to get the information, you need to study it, you need to begin to explain it to other people so that they can understand what's going on today. And the spiritual component of the war that we're involved in. Now, if you need information on dehydrated food, we have a link on our website. You can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You already ought to have the Berkey water filters. You can have purified water. You ought to have health products on hand. You need to get yourself in shape financially. Certainly there's some suggestions on our website. But the other thing is, of course, that you need to understand the spiritual component of this. Certainly we recommend Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs. Final Countdown, there's 5 DVDs in that set, part 1 and part 2 separate. And then, of course, the DVDs, the Fearful Creation, there are 8 DVDs, 4 in each one of the 2 DVD sets. But Pastor Billy ends each one of his sermons with a personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And I think that is vitally important. Because if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you need to seriously consider that decision. It's the most important decision of your life. I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you're listening to us and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We're certainly having a little tough time right now as far as our finances is concerned, and we've had some unusual expenses coming up. So if you're in a position to help, our number, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We are primarily listener-supported. We have a few advertisements. If you haven't seen the advertisement on the story of Jesus, please go to our website, and you can actually link to that from Radio Liberty homepage. The story of Jesus, we think it's a very, very important website. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival in this country, I don't see any hope for America. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and certainly our John LaFleur, other friends, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Lots of news happening today, 26 April 2011. It's Tuesday. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to know what's going on, if you'd like to fake yourself out and think that the royal wedding is really where it's at, well, then go listen to television, because you will hear nothing but royal wedding, royal wedding, royal wedding. Not here at the Power Hour, though, because there's some serious things taking place. I mean, I can't even conceive of the weather conditions in the United States getting any worse. But you know what? I have this feeling that it will. Presently, Arkansas got hit, a town there wiped out, 50 people missing. Poor Poplar Bluff, Missouri, they are